Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome into another Inside Carolina post-game podcast. I'm Tommy Ashley. That's Dewey Burt. We're sponsored by Johnny T-Shirt and johnnytshirt.com. Talking a little bit off air when we get together here, and I was trying to get my stuff organized. A little scary early, but a hell of a response from North Carolina after that first initial Michigan State push.
It was, yeah. Look, they punched us early, and they made a bunch of shots. They were, you know, at one point, I don't know who was the under 12 timeout maybe, or whenever it was. I looked at the stats. They're shooting some 70%, and, you know, sent a text out to a couple of friends, and I said, they'll cool off, but we need to play better. And I thought Hubert's comments to the sideline interview were very appropriate. That's going to be one of those memes. But like, hey, if you're going to let them catch it at 6 feet and back you down and turn around and lay the ball in the basket, you're going to have a long night. And so we snapped into it defensively. And you got to give the bench credit. You know, we got great minutes out of Trimble, great minutes out of Washington, great minutes out of Wojcik. And in the second half, great minutes out of Withers. So a total team effort. Once we settled in, played the way we're capable, scored the basketball, made shots. Harrison was great. Mondo was great. But, yeah, it didn't have to be this mentally anguishing with, you know, going down 12 early. But I thought we responded. I was proud of it. I really was proud of them. I mean, I thought they didn't panic. And because this is still – new experiences for a lot of our guys, right? Not RJ and Mondo, but it's new for Elliot. It's new for Cormac. It's new for Harrison. So truly my theme is I was proud of these guys. I mean, I really thought they responded and were mentally tough. And after that first punch, really played very, very well.
Yeah. I mean, Michigan State was rolling. They couldn't miss. They were getting whatever they wanted. Then they were bullying Carolina, and I thought that was a little bit of a shock early, and it kind of took you back to the games that other teams have had physical success against Carolina. And whatever Hubert Davis said it in the timeout, somebody in the chat said he lit their ass up. He obviously did. But let's talk about Harrison Ingram out of the gate. This is a guy. He was not afraid of the moment. He played like the Duke Harrison Ingram. He played like he has when he's really showed up. I kept imploring, somebody not named Bacot and Davis have to step up. Ingram was not the only one. We'll talk about everybody, but Ingram, wow, what a game from that guy.
Yeah, 17-7 and timely, right? Those threes in the first half, hugely impactful. When we made our run, obviously, the you know, put a bow on it with the three at the end of the first half, which was a nice set. But he was, you know, very physical. You know, we were having a hard time, and I'm not going to get the name right because that's just, you know, I don't pay attention to the other team as much as maybe I should. But Hall, yeah, it was Hall, 25, who was backing us down early and getting into the post. I thought once Ingram switched on to him, he did an admirable job, at least making it a little tougher for him to score. Kid still had a good night, but he defended, he hustled, made shots, and, you know, so far his signature NCAA game, which he hasn't had many of, but big shots. When we were struggling to score and, you know, RJ missed a couple early, Mondo gets that early foul, and you're feeling uneasy, right? It's like, oh, are we gonna have another one of those games like NC State where they can make everything and we're just out of sync and off. And a lot of his plays and shots were what got us back into playing the way we're capable, and was a big part of that run.
Yeah, I felt like he put his foot down and said, this is not going to happen tonight. It felt like it was one of those, if somebody's got to do it, you know, if it's going to be somebody, it's going to be me. And you're right. I mean, he made timely threes, 5 for 7, 17 points, 7 rebounds. If there's a negative in the game, Bacot's double-double NCAA tournament streak is over with 18 and 7 tonight. But just watching Ingram step up, go after every loose ball. I mean, he even played referee, calling balls out of bounds and all that like he does. So I was just super impressed by him after not being great in the first round. And and let's talk a little bit about Elliot Cadeau. You know, we can talk about the struggle shooting all the time. We can talk about the defensive issues. But Elliot was 2 for 6, and they were timely, but 4 assists and no turnovers. Not the greatest game, but certainly a massive step up from Thursday, Dewey.
It was, and you must be willing. I mean, I don't know how many of the people in the chat listened to what Kenny Smith said at halftime. I don't know if you did, TA, but he was like, look, he's like, I need Trimble and Elliott to shoot it 10 times. So you must be willing. And I know he didn't make any, but he's capable. We've all watched his high school tapes. It is purely mental at this point. And so the hurdle from I won't even take it to I will take it, the next step is I will take it and I will make it. And him being willing to do it is important. And he's so dynamic in terms of his gifts, seeing the floor. That pass to Armando on the rub screen between Armando and RJ, that bounce pass, and just the way he sees the floor, he's so gifted. And look, obviously the tape is out there, so teams are going to sag off him because he wants to penetrate and he's very, very good at the rim. Just, I have a sneaking suspicion he makes a jumper or two in the next game, because now that he's willing, right, now go practice for 4 or 5 days, reinforce that, a lot of positivity from the staff, and maybe he makes one or two in the next game.
Yeah, just let it rip. And I feel like if he'll shoot him in rhythm, people go back and they can remember the blue-white game, and it's been a long time ago. But when he just sort of played free, shooting rhythm, he's going to make some. I kept expecting him to make one tonight.
I know.
But he did not. 6 points, he made a couple free throws. An important game for Elliot. We're talking with Dewey Burke on Inside Carolina Postgame. 530 people here at the moment. We're 7 minutes in. Let's get it up to close to 1,000, folks. What else do you got to do? I know you're not watching that other team play on TV right now, so join us at Inside Carolina and tell your friends. Dewey, Carolina wins by 16. We've talked about the slow start. What kicked in for this team? And this is something, it's a quote you've made on this podcast before, and I want you to tell it again.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Hubert Davis said that. I mentioned it earlier, but Hubert Davis said something to that effect that got this team going. And it wasn't just the guys on the floor. It wasn't just the old guys. It was everybody. Just an impressive performance from Hubert to get his guys going there.
I think so. Yeah, and what you're referencing is the story I told about in 2009 in the LSU game where we were down a bunch and, you know, Ty was hurt and we just weren't playing what we're, you know, up to what we're capable. And Coach Williams called a couple guys over, Bobby and Tyler, as far as I remember, and just said, if you guys want your career to end, keep playing like this, and walked away. And so whether it was those exact words or something similar, and you saw the theme again with the comments to the sideline reporter, you know, you guys want to be done? Keep playing like you're playing. And I think they got the message. We started to guard our enthusiasm on that end. We got much more connected. You know, early on they were running a lot of what we call floppy, which is simple down screens for shooters. They were running baseline to baseline, coming off, catching and shooting, or catching and then dumping into the post and just backing down and turning and laying the ball, you know, up on the rim. And we tightened up on hugging those runners around those screens, being there on the catch, a little bit better ball pressure. Mondo did a good job protecting the rim. And so we just elevated our defensive effort. And just as you would expect with elevated defensive effort, we were able to get the pace of the game moving a little bit more, get more open shots, made some open shots. I think we missed our first five or six threes, and after that shot pretty well. So the only thing you would say is, hey, look, we're in the Sweet 16 now. Everybody's good. You shouldn't have the ability to lay an egg for the first 10 minutes. Right, there's no excuse for that, for playing poorly the first 25% of the game. But very proud of how they refocused, got back into it, and you must give Hubert and the staff credit because they course corrected and got these guys playing the way they're capable.
Yeah, staying on the coaching staff, how conflicted would you be if you were Doug Wojcik?
I know it. Yeah,
as a parent,
Woj is great. Woj is a great dude. I mean, he was there right as I came in, and really a good guy and a good coach and all those sorts of things, and coached a bunch of us on JV, that kind of thing. And that's a weird deal. It's a weird deal. And then Paxton gave us great minutes. I mean, I would love to see him make that three, but the defensive stop, the push in transition to get into the lane and kick it to RJ, and then another rebound, I think he gave really, really good minutes. That's a weird deal, you know. I mean, because on the one hand, as an assistant coach and a head coach, and I think if you ask anybody who coaches, period, and certainly at this level, you feel like a father to your players, to your kids. And so that's a weird dynamic for him to have been with these kids and, you know, in East Lansing all year and gone through everything you go through as a team and getting these kids through and into the tournament and win the first game, and then you got to play against your own son. Yeah, I'm not for it. That's a weird deal.
I know. And then they said in the game, and I don't know if it's accurate or not, but he had the scout for Carolina.
Yeah.
For Izzo. I mean, as a parent, I don't know how I'd do it. Because if your team wins, your son's career is over. They mentioned they played Michigan State and Brown years ago. That's a regular season game. Who cares? But it was just an interesting dynamic. But you're right. Wojcik stepped up, made some plays, and then I tweeted it. He was every Carolina fan in the entire Tar Heel Nation when he held up the three and ran back down court before RJ even let it go.
That was great.
I mean, what a great moment.
It was.
Great moment for them. Remember, folks, we're sponsored by Johnny T-Shirt, johnnytshirt.com, Congruity, congruityhr.com, /Tar Heels for your small to mid-sized business needs. Check them out. And people in the chat are trying, but we need more likes. So if you're on this YouTube channel, you need to click that like button if you like what you're seeing. And if you want us to be at the top of your searches and all that stuff, keep clicking it. Dewey, we got a little bit more to talk about here. Jalen Withers, I mean, play this man in Charlotte every game. I mean, he's just full of energy. He had some he matched Michigan State's physicality, I thought, a little bit, and he made some plays. Just how important is it, a guy, a big, to come in, to give minutes, to sort of take the pressure off Baycott and even Harrison Ingram down there, and then be a net positive while he's out there?
Yeah. No, look, it's in the first game, because Elliott was struggling, and obviously Jalen had his best game as a Carolina player. But I was fortunate enough to be there in the building in Charlotte, And I was sitting there watching it in person, and the lineup of RJ, Cormac, Harrison, Jalen, and Mondo is a bigger and a more athletic lineup than we are with Elliott. And so I, you know, look, listen, I'm an Elliott fan. His vision, his ability to push pace is very important. But on the defensive end, it makes us very small. And so if Elliott is struggling, putting Jalen in and having him be as active as he's been the last two games, finishing at or above the rim. And he's a big guy. I mean, when I saw him in person when I was there at the state game, both at the game and then after, he's a lot bigger than I realized. I mean, he's all of 6'8", maybe 6'9". And with that and the athleticism he brings, when he is engaged and playing hard, because that's my issue with him, is I think a lot of times he's been a little lackadaisical, and even call it lazy is fair. But the last two games, he's been very engaged, and his size, his athleticism is a game changer coming off the bench for us. So, yeah, I mean, we're not in Charlotte next weekend. Hopefully he brings it to, you know, brings it to Showtime, brings it to LA. But he was really good for us both nights.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just love the way he plays when he's fully engaged. I mean, he doesn't have to score a ton. 16 and 10 the other night's nice, but his four tonight were extremely important.
Yeah.
When you look at, and somebody in the chat mentioned it, Elliott Cadeau, I'm not a huge fan of plus minus, but Cadeau was plus 20 when he was on the court tonight. So folks can criticize his shooting all you want, but basketball is a lot more than just outside shooting. But another guy I thought played well, and that's Seth Trimble. They highlighted his two blocks. Elliott had a block that was key too in there that they missed. They didn't talk about a lot. But Trimble, I tweeted this, and his mom's very active on social media, as she should be. His play, Dewey, I mean, if Cadeau struggles at all, Trimble comes out there, and Trimble sort of locked up Tyson Walker. You can't not have that guy. You have to have that guy and be successful.
You do. We've talked about this before, and I know how much you do from an inside Carolina perspective for football. Can you imagine that man split out as a wide receiver? I'm just telling you, as much as I love him on this team and his athleticism and everything, and he doesn't shoot it great, and you know he has limitations offensively. Like, split that man out. Like, let's go, put him out there.
Mac, if you're listening, Seth Trimble would make a great wide receiver or even a great safety.
My gosh. Just supremely athletic and bouncy, and his lateral quickness and his ability to guard the ball and keep guys in front. He's a true shutdown defender. We talked at an earlier podcast, his ability to get into the mid-range and make that little 8-to-10-footer. You know, he shot a three tonight, didn't make it, and being willing is, you know, it's a similar comment as you make with Elliott, but just elite athletically. I can't imagine what it's like to deal with him in practice, you know, being on the blue team, trying to penetrate or just do anything with him. But yeah, great minutes, insane athleticism on both those blocks, and very just impactful on the game that maybe some of it doesn't show up in the stat sheet. I'm not so sure he's playing the wrong sport.
Yeah, but and you know why I hate the plus minus? Seth Trimble tonight, -5 plus minus. Right. That's why you take that
advanced
stat.
Analytics, exactly. Advanced analytics have blown plus minus out of the water. I get it. But you know, everybody who watched it with their naked eyes saw how impactful Seth was in the game. So,
yeah. Last thing, you got a ton going on at your house. I love it. I love hearing the young children playing.
Man.
Look, mine are out of the house. We're empty nest. I love to hear the laughter and all. And I know you in the middle of it might drive you crazy sometimes, but me as a future grandparent love it. And so I don't want to keep you too long from that, but I do want to ask you about Bacot and RJ Davis. I mean, finality is a thing for Bacot, could be for RJ. After that initial run there, Michigan State has, those two played like we know that either we do it now or we don't do it again as teammates. Your thoughts on the two old guys?
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, I thought Armando was, was very intent on getting to the low block and getting fouled and getting to the line and just being a load in there. I thought he was offensively. We consistently got the ball to him. And even though he only shot 10 field goals, I don't think that was indicative of how many times the ball went in there, which is important. And it's not always just to shoot it, but just to occupy eyes defensively. And, they was drawing a double and he had a couple nice kickouts to Harrison that were critical possessions. And then look, RJ is the best guard in the country. I mean, he's the best guard in the country and consensus first team All-American. And his maturation over the years is just so impressive. What's cool about him is, and this is a relevant story because you mentioned, we got friends over and, my friend who's watching the game with me is not a basketball guy. And he's watching the game and he says, man, that little guy just figures out a way to put it in the basket. I said, you know what, Jimmy, you're exactly right. And I said, you can't believe how many points he scored in high school. You can't believe what a scorer he's been for us. And he's a hockey guy. And he watched and said, man, that little guy has a knack for putting the ball in the basket. And so just such a gifted scorer. And then I'll leave you with this as it relates to RJ. You know, I was sitting with at the game on Thursday. I was sitting with Marcus Gagnier and Pete Chocut and a couple other guys. And we just happened to be talking about RJ at a timeout. And Pete turns to me. He says, can you imagine if RJ was 6'4"? And I said, Pete, if he was 6'4", he'd be the number one pick in the draft. That's how good he is. That's how skilled this guy is. He's just a little undersized. But, man, what a treasure he's been for us as Carolina people to watch over 4 years. And so hopefully the run keeps going. But just a gifted kid and represents the jersey very well.
Yeah, I mean, if he was 6'4", there would be no RJ Davis on this roster.
Yeah, he'd be gone.
He'd be long gone.
He'd be gone.
It is insane, and I know Baycott's played the fifth year, and his name's way up in the scoring, rebounding, and all those. But to see RJ's name above Lenny Rosenbluth and up there with Tyler, I mean, he could theoretically catch Tyler with a fifth year, but
right. You
see that up there just speaks to sort of – and I see him listed at 6 feet, and no disrespect, but if he's six feet – then I'm like 6'6". Yeah, so shout out to we did not shout out Cormac Ryan. We did not shout out Jalen Washington. They also had important games. Ryan hit some shots. But, Dewey, before we get out of here, I want to ask about winning this game. The 8-9 game always seems like it's one of the toughest for a one seed, but also advancing to the next stage. Hubert Davis likes to say it's a two-day tournament in each area. But now Carolina gets on the road. They'll go to L.A. I assume they'll fly out Tuesday-ish, get there as soon as possible. They're going to play Thursday and Saturday if they win that one, in either Bama or Grand Canyon. I would assume Bama, but Grand Canyon surprised me last night and killed my bracket. Your take on or explain to people the difference here as you sort of ramp up and you get from round of 64, round of 32, and now you're to the Sweet 16. How's the pressure increase?
Yeah, you can just feel it. You know, these guys won't fly home. They'll get on the bus and go home. And I don't know when the Carolina spring break is, but if it's already happened, it just Monday you feel it a little bit, and then Tuesday, if that's your travel day, you feel it a little bit more. It's just this constant feeling in your stomach. I don't know if it's a little bit of butterflies or anticipation or what it is, but come Sunday night, the realization that there's only 16 teams left and a lot of your friends when you're a college player are done and home and going to be watching you. It feels as big as it is, if that's a comment that makes any sense, because you recognize that you're into that second weekend. And then, really, if you win that Thursday game, having a chance to go to the Final Four, there's just something about that, right? Because even if you don't win the national championship or never making the Final Four, there's something so monumental about that. So, this week is all about the build of that feeling. And you try to get your work in and your rest and your hydration and all the things, but you do truly feel it as a player and as a staff and as a team. I mean, it's just, it feels as big as it is, you know, again, if that makes sense to anybody, you can feel it.
Yeah. You got RJ and Amando that have done it before. You've got the rest of the roster that has not. And so the pressure will be there. Carolina advances with the somewhat easy win over Michigan State after the initial 10-12 minutes. They'll play the Grand Canyon. But if you're listening to this not live later tonight or tomorrow or this week, you'll know who they play. But it's either Grand Canyon or Alabama. Alabama plays that get-up-and-run style, so it could be a 100-90 game. Grand Canyon, I admit I haven't watched. And all I know is that they beat St. Mary's, who is a pretty good team. So Carolina gets there. That's all you can do is get there. And once you get there, like Roy Williams always says, might as well win it. So Carolina will be in L.A. with a chance to win two and go back to the Final Four. Dewey, any last closing thoughts for us as we get out of here? Let you get back to the party and let our watchers and listeners get back to the tournament.
Yeah, look, I'll close with what I opened with. Just a lot of pride in how these guys bounced back and took that punch. Didn't panic, stayed together. And started playing the way we were capable, and the last 30 minutes were that's as good as we can be. Defending, sharing it, making shots, getting the ball inside, and being led by RJ and Armando. So I was proud of them. You know, all nine guys that got real minutes were really impactful.
Yep, a lot of North Carolina pride there. Dewey Burke speaks to it from a former player standpoint. Folks listening in the chat, shout out. There's over 800 of you. Hit the like button before you leave here. And visit Johnny T-Shirt and Congruity, our sponsors. Dewey, it's always a pleasure. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.